It's true.
The Chatterbox.
Ooh, Chatterbox.
Hello.
Oh, good morning.
Hello.
This is Straula Beta.
Is that what she says?
I think so.
Oh.
Who says
but
that?
That's correct. Hmm.
Is this the first time we're recording in the morning?
I think so. Everybody's in the morning.
Didn't we do this on Labor Day long weekend or something, though?
I think we were in the afternoon, okay. Technically, though.
Okay. Well, yeah. You're after. Still morning here.
Oh, no. It's still morning here, too. It's just, oh, yeah.
Good morning.
We're going to get through this.
I was going to grab a Guinness and come down, and I was like, oh, it's still a little too early for that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Not really, so.
I'm still working on my tea.
Mm.
I had a late night last night.
Uh-oh.
I was telling Rob, late for me anyway, you know, 11:30 bedtime is way past this old lady bedtime.
Wow.
I can't remember the last time I saw New Year's come in, let's put it that way. So what's everybody been doing?
Well, we had here in the States, we had Thanksgiving recently.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving, right on.
Yeah, that's always fun. You just gorge yourself with food and then take a nap.
And you moved.
I did move, yeah. So this is the first time I'm recording in my new apartment.
Wow.
Ooh, it sounds great. Nice, yeah. Acoustics in
it's
there.
It's because it's still kind of empty in here. So it's
still echoing.
You need to throw a rug or two, do you?
Yeah, still working on it, unpacking, but the TV is up, so that's, you know,
the important thing.
Important things, yeah.
Just get your bed and your TV sorted out.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah.
So my mom always said, when you move into a new place, the first thing you do is set up your bed so you can go to sleep that night.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we built this place like 7 years ago, and we still have boxes yet to unpack, so.
Oh, God. Throw them out. You don't need them, whatever's in there.
Yeah, I know. Believe me. Yeah, if you haven't opened it in that long, it's useless, so.
Yeah.
Or it could be a really cool surprise of stuff you forgot you even had.
Yeah, well, we combined two houses into one, so there's a lot of crap.
Yeah. Yeah, it works out that way. The shit we collect as people, eh? Mm-hmm. And Christmas is coming, so we get more!
Yeah.
So who is anyone listening to Christmas carols yet?
No.
No, I mean, I feel like they started playing shit before Thanksgiving here, and that's like a sin. That's like too early. I mean, now it's like on the early side, but it's tolerable now. So
yeah, well, after Thanksgiving, everyone's ramped up this year. I don't know why. A lot of people I've talked to are like, I'm ready to put up my decorations and I'm ready for it to be Christmas. They're going to be burned out by the time we get there. Hmm?
We took the decorations down from the attic yesterday. Yeah. Just kind of start going through them. It's not like we have tons of them, but, you know, we went through them just to make sure, all the lights were working, things like that, you know.
Mm.
Probably grab a tree in a week or so.
Yeah. I bought a tree for my place.
Oh, good for you.
Very nice.
Thanks. We're going to cut ours down out of the backfield. So.
Oh.
We like to do that earlier because if you're going to go to the effort of cutting down a tree, you at least want to have it in the house for a certain period of time.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's true.
What we also do is we'll set it up outside. And we'll get some solar Christmas lights and put them around the tree and just some cheap dingle balls for it. And we'll put it up in the backyard, like fully decorated, so we can look at it from the hot tub.
Did you say dingle balls?
Dingle balls.
Yeah, you know, dingle balls. You know.
The hell are dingle balls?
Well, so they're things you either hang from your Christmas tree or
like
you get
dingle
a white bit.
Yeah. Are they brown?
If you don't wipe well enough, you get dingle balls. But sorry.
Sounds
early my grossness. I'm still in my pajamas. What do you want from me? That's what we do. We go to the Canadian Tire and we buy some cheap dingle balls. We hang them on the tree, get some solar lights, and we keep it out there sometimes till like February. The snow falls on it. It's beautiful. Why not?
Is that like a version of Jingle Balls? Is that what
Jingle balls, jingle balls. Yuck.
Do you know? Okay, hold on. I don't know. Okay, so dingle balls, according to your Urban Dictionary.
Oh, I'm afraid to know.
Well.
Please do tell.
Okay, I'm just reading this. So it is when lint gets tangled up in your butt hair. So it's a synonym for dingleberry, apparently.
Oh, dingleberry.
Well, at least it's only lint.
Yeah, right. That's true. That's,
yeah.
True. I guess it's the adhesive that's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. What did toilet paper and Star Trek have in common? They circle Uranus searching for Klingons.
Oh, nice.
Oh, there's a good old grade 4 joke for you.
Nice.
Hey, you get what you get at 7:30 in the morning.
It's a different kind of humor.
I cannot be held responsible for my grade 4 humor. Okay, so I went to a show last night, which is why I'm so tired. And
ooh.
I saw Miriam Margolis last night, who played Professor Sprout in Harry Potter. And she did a one-woman show called The Women of Dickens, which is all about the characters of Charles Dickens, the women, particularly the women in his life. And most of the women in Dickens' plays were based on women in his real life. And he was quite a bastard, actually, apparently. He had a wife who he decided was too boring, and he loved her sister more. So he decided that after giving her 16 children in, like, 18 years or something like that, that he was going to tell her that she wasn't allowed to leave the top floor of their home. And wow. Then they said, well, you know, she's getting in the way of it and getting it on with younger women. He had a thing for 17-year-olds. I don't know.
Whoa.
It's weird. And, he left her with only her oldest son, who was the one who was able to choose who he was going to live with, took all of her kids, kicked her out of the house, and moved in with her sister, and then left her sister all of his inheritance and wealth and everything.
Oh.
And she never saw her children again, except for her oldest son. So he was a horrible, not nice man.
Wow.
But he wrote some interesting characters. And so she played, you know, both sides of a scene. You know, like I was saying to Rob earlier, she'd play like an old widower who was looking for a husband and an old fat rich dude who was looking for who was looking for a lady who had a home. And so she'd play like him leering, and she'd play the other side with the, you know, tittering lady. It was very funny. And we got a chance to meet her afterwards. She was selling books afterwards. So $20, you could go get a book and an autograph. So got a chance to meet Professor Sprout last
night. Wow. Your internet's fading a bit.
Nobody?
I can hear you. It's Hello? Like you're slowly devolving into it, or slowly sliding into the earth, being eaten up. And we're back with Mikhail again. Mikhail, are you there? Did she fall off as soon as I started?
Yep.
Apparently Vancouver only has internet in the PM hours. And
they all share one internet connection, so...
Yeah, yes. So and right now, all the pot smugglers are using it up in British Columbia.
Hello.
Oh, you're back. There we go. Okay.
Skype does not like me this morning.
Aww.
Apparently not.
Why?
So, how was the show? The show was good.
That's silent.
What's that?
Is she gone again?
I think so.
Aww.
I'm here.
Oh,
are you back?
Yes.
How am I even here? My Skype's not even open. Oh, I'm sorry. What the hell?
Oh, your Skype's not even open.
Maybe I got some Guinness. Who knows? No, I'm trying. Now you're on two computers. Okay. There we go. I can see
connection.
Your lovely faces twice. Lucky me. Okay.
Double the power with two connections.
Fight the powers that be. Okay.
So how was that play?
Sorry, Rob. Or sorry, Chris. Oh, my God. Wow. He's not even here. What's your name again? Fred?
Nice, nice, nice.
Jesus Christ. Who's going to edit this?
Well, I stopped it most of the times you dropped off, so.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you.
All right. That would make it a little easier.
What a disaster. Sorry, I don't know why I'm having trouble today. I had trouble last time, too.
So right. you enjoyed the Dickens experience thing?
The Dickens experience, yes, it was very good. You got to meet her at the end, so it was all very nice.
That's cool.
She signed my program. Yay.
Awesome. Was it like in a small theater? Or?
It was in a very small theater. Oh, cool. In fact, one that I couldn't even bring Dave to because I don't think he'd fit.
What? That's pretty small.
It is. Well, like I said, you know, he has these long legs, so if you're a long-legged human being, then most theaters you don't fit into.
Yeah, theaters are really cramped in general.
Yeah. They pack in as much as possible.
They do, and they've redesigned this theater. I had to laugh, though, because I saw a show there. God, it must have been over 20 years. Well, it must have been over 20 years ago because I was on a date. and Dave wouldn't have liked that if I'd have been dating otherwise. So, it's called Mump and Smoot, and it's these two guys that do this show, but they don't say any words. Like, it's me, like this kind of thing the entire time. But you understand completely what they're saying. just with their, like, they tell a story. But they, you know, one of them will hit the other one will go, you know, like, I just don't even know how to describe it. It's been 25 years, like I say, since
so it's like Beaker? Like Beaker?
Kind of.
Just Beakers.
Yeah, poor Beaker. It's kind of like Beaker. But yeah, I haven't seen it in a very long time. But they're on the front page of the program from the show we saw last night. So they're still at it. Must be making money, making no words come out. So there you go. Anyway, that was my night at the theater. Yay.
That's nice.
I haven't been to the theater in a long time.
Is it because of your long legs?
They are really cramped. I think the last thing I actually saw was Wicked. That was a while ago.
How was Wicked? I have never seen Wicked.
I enjoyed it. I mean, it was fun.
That's one of those ones that I've wanted to see, but like I never wanted to go out of my way to go see it.
Yeah, I mean, it was something that I got invited to, so I went.
Yeah.
Or I kind of hopped along or something. I forget. But it was a few years ago. I don't even remember. And I was like, yeah, it was good. It was entertaining.
That's usually how I end up seeing stuff, is that somebody else has got tickets and invited me. Like, I don't usually go out of my way. I'm funny that way. I love the theater. You know, I was a theater geek in school.
I did see, God, this was a while ago, production of Bram Stoker's Dracula in a barn in they had, like, out in the suburbs of Philly, they have these old, like, you know, 17 and 1800s barns that they've turned into theaters.
Are they actually converted with seats?
They're like little playhouses. They have benches. It's like super, super intimate. It's really close. But it was really cool. I really enjoyed it, actually. That was probably one of the more fun experience, like theater experiences. Because you were like right there. You know, it's a barn. I mean, how far away could you be?
Exactly. Yeah.
It was literally an old red barn. You know, it was pretty cool.
Well, that sounds really neat. They do operettas at one of the theaters. Well, they call it, it's not really a theater. It's a chapel in a park in downtown Richmond called Minoru Park. And they have a very small chapel you can get married in on there. But at Christmas time, they do these operettas. And I thought it would be really, really cool to see something, you know, especially if doing like a Gilbert and Sullivan or something like that. I thought I might need to get some tickets for that. Just getting our Christmas planning done, you know?
Did anyone, speaking of Christmas planning, did anyone do any Black Friday shopping? Do they even have that in Canada?
Yeah.
They do. Weird. Well, they've started doing it here just to jump on the bandwagon, right? Uh-huh. It's a reason for a sale.
Yeah.
So I could go online and do all sorts of Black Friday shopping or go into the stores and I just don't really need anything. It's a nice place to be in life to say you don't really need anything, but it's true.
Yeah, I didn't really do any either because it's like,
I mean, I did. I always usually do most of it online because a lot of the stuff you can get online.
Yeah, it's much easier. It's generally, sometimes you can get it cheaper.
Yeah, exactly.
So by online, you mean like you got on the computer as opposed to standing online.
Right.
Because we don't say online. We don't stand online here.
We stand in line here.
In line.
Yeah. I mean, I did go out like later in the day. Because you know what? Actually, this year, a lot of stores opened Thanksgiving night, like at 9 p.m.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That's insane.
Which is weird. So people, but which, and that kind of annoys me because it's like, you know, you're with your family, you have dinner or whatever, and then you got to run out to the store. Like, instead of like enjoying your family time.
Yeah,
and
it's
stuff,
yeah. One day to, like, a year. You can't have the store closed one day a year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so that's kind of crazy. But I did go out the next day, like in the afternoon time. And by then, like, things were calmed down and I was still able to pick up, you know, a few good deals. So
I can't believe some of the videos online of people and their behavior. It's just stunning.
It's not even worth it because, I mean, a lot of like those, you know, doorbuster deals, like they're not.
Yeah, it's usually.
They're not that great. Or you can usually find a similar deal elsewhere, you know, on the internet. So it's really like there's never anything like worth, you know, crowding like that and, you know, stampeding over people, and it's crazy.
Yeah, your dignity's got to, and your, and a couple of hours sleep has got to be worth more than you'd save on.
Yeah, seriously.
Even some of the deals on Amazon, like the Lightning Black Friday deals they had or whatever, they weren't really that great. You know, there were some here and there, but most of them were, you know, $10 off. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
I think they had Assassin's Creed 3 for like $34. So that was
cool. I actually picked that up because I was like, that's a good deal. It's almost half off.
Yeah, you're talking a $60 game for $34.
Yeah,
bucks.
So that
was a good
video
deal.
Games, there's a lot of actually good deals. Yeah. Like I picked up there's that game Dishonored that got really good reviews and I wanted to play.
I know. I was gonna get it, but the first person thing kills me.
Oh really?
There's no option for third person.
Oh
view.
No.
That's the only reason I didn't get it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like first person. But I got it for $25.
Yeah, it was super cheap. I saw it. I actually thought about getting it because it was that cheap. I'm like, well, if I don't throw up while playing it in first person, I'll be okay for $25.
Yeah.
Because I was really looking forward to it.
I found a lot of stuff online seemed to me as though it had been marked up and then marked back down again.
Oh, that totally happens.
Yeah. Well, and then on Amazon, you'll see, like, it'll show list price. Then it'll have their price, and then that'll be X'd out, and that'll be the Lightning price. Well, their price is usually only slightly more than the Lightning price was anyway. The list price is just not what they were going to get for it anyway. So,
yeah.
It ain't worth it. Materialism is over. At least I wish it was.
Yeah, probably not.
No. China's economy is depending on it not.
Then I was in Target yesterday, and they had a bunch of just junk laid out for Black Friday sales, like in these cardboard setups and all the like. There was DVDs like in the women's wear department, it just like on a corner, you know.
Yeah,
but it was like, oh, these are all like $8, and I'm like, who the hell even wants any of these?
Yeah,
parent trap.
You know what? I think Prometheus was actually in there. Which I had seen, but I think it was in the $8 or $10 one. But it was just the DVD. I don't think it was any Blu-rays. Some Bethany Frankel stuff or something. I don't know. I'm like, what? Who is buying these things? Were like half empty. I'm like, who is buying this stuff? And it was all stuff you could just watch on Netflix or Amazon Prime or something like that, because it was all just old stuff that, you know.
Yeah.
So weird stuff people buy. It's odd. We have too much mass consumerism in the world, but don't get me started on that. Or organic vegetables. Don't get me started on that either. It's too early.
Aren't they all technically organic?
No.
Yes.
How are they all technically organic? They're please. Oh, explain that to me.
They're all the same.
No, they're not. What? Huh?
Yeah.
We're going to have to talk about that another time.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've heard things that are so-called organic or just the same as other shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it depends, because let's put it this way. Who is the biggest producer of organic food on the planet? Walmart.
Really?
Yes. And Walmart also has its own organic grading system.
Oh.
So the country that produces the most organic food is China, who sells it to Walmart, who sells it to us, who have their own organic grading system. So you tell me who's driving that bus, right?
Yeah, it's not just
organics, it's Walmart, and you can guarantee that stuff is not organic. Yeah, it's all from GMOs. Don't get me started on GMOs. I'm telling you, people, don't get me started!
It's just a label to sell it. I mean, I go to Whole Foods, so I'm not going to, but I go because I generally it's better quality food, not necessarily because it's organic.
Yeah. It's important. I think it's important. This is how the zombie apocalypse is going to start, people.
Nah.
Because companies like Monsanto and DuPont are going to screw with our food so much that it will not grow itself. It already doesn't. You can't take a seed from a Monsanto cucumber and grow yourself a cucumber the next year. Oh, hell no. It's been pre-treated. You have to go back to Monsanto and buy more seed. That is the way the world is becoming designed.
It's good business. Mm.
Good business, not good for us, though.
I don't grow my food, so I don't have to worry about
it. Well, that's fine. probably start because there won't be any left.
I don't think Rob's starting a farm in Queens.
No.
Not a lot of land.
You can get some window boxes, Rob. Just grow yourself some spinach in the spring, some lettuce. That would be nice.
Will you be playing A Very Special Christmas over and over, the first one, in your apartment this year?
The what?
The first A Very Special Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Christmas in Hollis. Hollis, Queens. It'll just be on a loop.
Yeah, it's the only thing you're allowed to play, so.
I watched a Christmas movie the other day. I don't know how. Billy Ray Cyrus was in it.
Oh my God. What?
I was just sat down and it was on, and I just sat there and it just kept playing. And I never did anything, so I ended up watching it.
Oh, my. Yeah, one of those. Yeah, where you just kind of fall into it.
Why am I watching this? Make it stop.
I haven't seen any Christmas specials yet. I don't know when they're on anymore, you know? Or who has them.
You kind of have to search. You know, I go to my PVR and I type Christmas in the search and then just hit record on anything that looks half decent. And then I always go Rudolph, Frosty, you know, the keywords. And then, you know, I do that at the beginning. You have to do it right before Thanksgiving because a lot of them start. I think Rudolph's already played.
Is ABC Family own that or something? Like, I don't even know what channel they're on anymore.
Here, a lot of them are on, like, YTV on the youth TV channel. So,
yeah. Or Charlie Brown Christmas, I'm sure, I think it's still CBS.
Yeah.
At some point.
I think you're right.
Classics.
You gotta love them. I'm planning on recording them all and then playing them, you know, just in the background quietly. But we have this. Do you guys have a fire log that comes on your television?
Oh, the Yule log thing?
Yeah. Is it the Yule log or whatever?
Yeah, some stations do that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have what's called Shaw is our cable company. So the Shaw holiday log, they call it. It's Christmas log, damn it. It's Christmas. And it's fun because you got to watch for when the hand goes to poke the log and, you know, add another log.
I don't think I've ever watched the Yule log, no.
It's awesome though. Like on Christmas Day, we put it on the TV. We don't have a fireplace. Put it on the TV. It's like you can hear crackling sounds and a party going on in the background, and it's really cool. Put on some Christmas carols, a Christmas log on all the TVs in the house. And you're ready to go.
Nice. So it's like Insta party.
That's right. What we do. The holiday log has become part of our tradition.
That's a good tradition. I think we usually just turn on the Disney parade.
Yeah.
Because that's on Christmas Day. Or actually, it's recorded all during the month and then shown on Christmas Day.
Ah.
That place is a mob scene. Have you ever been there on Christmas Day?
No.
Wow. Ridiculous. You can't even move.
What are they doing? Is it just like for a parade or something?
It's in the Magic Kingdom. But you can't even move on Christmas Day.
Where do all those people come from? How come they're not at home opening presents?
Well, some of us like to travel on holidays. I would prefer to travel on a holiday, actually. It's less work. I find it to be
because everybody's at home.
Well, yeah, mostly.
Mostly. Except for all those people traveling.
No, a lot of people. I mean, it's crazy packed down there for Christmas. Yeah. I don't really do the big holidays there anymore because it's just you can't even do it. You can't even move. And that's not
fun. Yeah. I spent one Christmas in Florida, and I don't like it because it's weird.
It is odd.
That's Christmas, and it's so warm still, and it's like, this is odd. Like, I need it to be, like, it just doesn't feel the same if it's not, like, cold and, like,
yeah, you're coming in from outside, and the, yeah.
Sometimes I don't like the cold, but, like, there's nothing, like, when you're out in the cold and then you come inside, you know, in front of like a heater or a fireplace and like drink like, you know, hot cocoa or something. Like, it just that certain feeling, it's just like you can't get that otherwise. No. So it kind of makes it worth it a little bit.
True enough.
Yeah, I agree. Without the cold, it just doesn't feel the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just weird. I mean, they do it all.
Or we're just weird because we like the cold. I don't know. One of those things is true.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it gets that cold around here during Christmas time. I mean, December is not really that cold.
Yeah.
No, I mean, here as well. I mean, it's not too bad. It's occasional. Very rarely do we have snow.
Yeah, January, February. Yeah, even we rarely get snow on Christmas either. I think 2 years ago we had real bad snow, but.
Yeah.
Well, it's still so warm here right now, that the end of November, that my roses are still in bloom.
Oh, there you go. That's good.
Yeah. And that's not the first time. So I wonder if that means we're going to get a big fat dump of snow in January.
Yeah, you'll get whacked in January. There you go.
That's happened too.
Yeah, January, February is usually the coldest.
Yeah. And then there's nothing to look forward to. So it just.
Yeah, it's just too dead. That's
just
cold
and miserable.
Yeah, January and February is not. That's why I travel in January.
Good idea.
Yeah. To get away from here.
Well, we're going to Vegas at the end of January, so that will be nice.
I'll be in Florida.
And then we're going to go to Palm Desert in April.
Oh, yeah.
So that will be nice. I love it there. It's so nice.
It's very peaceful.
My arthritis likes the air very much.
Nice
and the
dry.
Heat.
Nice.
Very much. Can't get the pot there, though, Mike.
That's true.
The problem.
You guys start traveling to Colorado.
Oh, is that where the pot is?
Yeah, it's legal.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. Now, is Colorado where everybody goes dirt biking and stuff like that? Or no, that's Utah. That's Utah, I think.
Yeah, they do a lot of that in Utah. Nothing's legal in Utah.
No.
I don't even think Starbucks is legal in Utah.
Probably not.
No, but the western end of Colorado is pretty dry because that's on the other side of the mountains. So.
Dave keeps telling me he's taking his dirt bike and going there, and I keep reminding him he's very old and recently had knee surgery.
Well, there's a lot of that around Vegas also.
Yeah, I guess that's true. They got the dune buggy rides and stuff out there.
Yeah.
I wonder
if they do all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun. But I think the thing is, when you're going into Vegas and it's just for a weekend, you kind of tend to stay strip side, you know? You don't really travel too far.
Not me. I used to go off-roading with the rental cars. We used to get like a Blazer or something like that, and there's all.
I think like in a luxury sedan.
Nah, you can't use it. No, because there was actually somewhere I had to like stack rocks to get down the roads and stuff. There's all kinds of like backcountry roads and that you can take. It was probably not the greatest idea in the world, but I did it a bunch. One goes up like winds up through the mountains and then back down. It's pretty cool. You see a whole different. Side of the mountains. Of course, if you crash, you're pretty much fucked, but you know.
Yeah, out in the middle of nowhere. Carry lots of water and a couple of. Oh, not ding dongs. See, I was going to say Twinkies and ding dongs, but.
Yeah, the one goes down. There's this one up by like Valley of Fire, which is north of Vegas. It goes through a wash. So you're like actually driving through the wash. You know, with the big sand walls on the side of you.
Yeah.
So that's pretty fun.
We did that in California. We were coming from, where was it? The national park there in, what the hell is it called? I keep thinking Yucca, but it's not.
Joshua Tree.
We were coming through Joshua Tree, and we were trying desperately to find gas because, one tank of gas is not necessarily enough to get around all the Joshua Tree. And there's no gas stations there, which is kind of interesting. So we ended up in Mecca, but on the way, we ended up driving down this dirt road that was pretty much just, you know, these big, huge hills on either side. And if you stop off the side of the road, chances are pretty good that you will not get started again because your car will just sink.
Yep.
We found that out after we had stopped.
Yeah, there's a lot of dirt roads out there. A lot.
Well, this was paved, but if you go off the paved road, you were fucked.
Oh, yeah. That happened to me in Death Valley the first time I went there. I almost ran out of gas.
Every time I hear Death Valley, I always think about that Man versus Wild.
Oh God!
Where he was doing, he went to Death Valley and he went a little crazy.
It's freaking hot.
He started doing he's like, I think I see water down in that valley. I'm gonna go down there. Oh, there's my friend, Mr. Crow. Caw-caw, caw-caw. Like Someone get him water quickly. Someone get him water very quickly.
It's really freaking hot. I was there in like early April one time, and it was like 100 and some degrees.
Oh, my God.
It's like, ugh. And you don't realize it because it's so, so, so dry. It's just like, ugh. And you like run up a hill and you want to pass out and die. But, yeah. Yeah, Death Valley is pretty cool, though. It's really quiet.
Except for that crow.
Yeah. Well, there's a place, there's a little motel just outside of it in Panamint Springs, which is a little valley on the other side of the mountains from Death Valley, and there's like literally nothing around for like 100 miles. It's interesting. It's an interesting place to stay. It kind of looks like a place you would get murdered in. But
sounds charming.
Yeah, no, but it's a pretty cool place to stay. It's, if you want to like completely get away from everything,
yeah,
that's the kind of place you go. Actually, around there is where the Manson gang had a hideout back in whatever the 60s.
So it is a good place to get killed.
Yeah, apparently. It's really a good place to disappear.
Yeah. Funny. All right. Do we want to talk about movies?
Sure.
Yeah.
Should we do that? Has everyone, anyone got anything else that they're excited about?
I don't know. Excited about? Let me see.
They'd like to discuss as opposed to going into movies?
The movie sounds good.
Yeah.
Movies? Okay. I went to a theater and I saw a movie in it.
Ooh.
Oh, you saw Wreck-It
Ralph. In 3D.
Oh.
What did you see?
I saw Wreck-It Ralph.
How was it?
Oh.
It was really funny. It was cute. It was really cute. There's all sorts of shit going on in the background. See, I love those movies more for the stuff going on in the background than the actual stuff going on in the foreground. But yeah, it was really cute. Like the stuff they come up with is so funny. Like it's just, you know, just the little, it's the little things that they do and you just go, oh, that's kind of cute. But it was good. Go see it.
Yeah, I wanted to see it.
Yeah, I wanted to check that out too.
Yeah. And you have a kid you could even take. I had to borrow one.
He won't go to the movies.
He won't go?
He's stuck on Power Rangers right now. I want to hang myself.
Oh, man. That's still on?
Oh, my God. There's a new one. It's like Samurai something. Oh, my God. All day, that's all we do is sword fight and watch Power Rangers.
That's awesome. Wreck-It Ralph, I'd give it no glasses of wine because there were children there.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's a good point. How many chocolate milks would you give Wreck-It Ralph?
I would give Wreck-It Ralph 2 chocolate milks.
Oh, that's still really good. 2 chocolate milks.
Yeah, okay. And I also saw The Secret Life of Arrietty that I know, Rob, you have seen because you talked about it on the Media Junkyard that I was on.
Uh-huh.
And I giggled about how it was from Studio Ghibli. And I think the episode title was actually The Ghibli Gook, if you remember. But now I know who Studio Ghibli is. They're the ones that do that big thing with the fat belly. I don't know what it is, but I saw a picture of it. What is that thing? You'd probably know what it's called. You know, it's like kind of like a bunny with a tree on it, with trees on its head. What is that thing?
I don't know what it's called.
A bunny,
like
with
a Pikachu
trees
or something. I don't know. It's like that. Anyway, this is something Rob would probably like that they're doing. It's 14 classic animated films, including Spirited Away.
Oh.
Here in Vancouver. Can you get here by December 7th?
Yeah, I can try.
Okay. Good. Anyway, so yeah, that was The Secret Life of Arrietty. It was interesting. It was a bit slow. Carol Burnett was in it, and she played like she played the bad guy. She does a lot lately. I'm not sure what that's all about. Yeah, it was beautifully drawn. It was a bit of a slow story. I kept saying to Dave, can we turn this off now? And then by the end, we were done watching it. So it was kind of like it lulled us in, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. It is kind of slow, but it is. You're right, though. It is beautiful, like to look at. Like it's nice hand drawn stuff,
and a lot of nature elements and stuff.
Yeah,
really pretty. And so, yeah. I mean, if you're looking for something that's maybe got not a lot of action in it, I mean, there's a little bit of action.
Yeah,
not a ton.
It's cute though. Cute classic story. It
was, and Studio Ghibli's fun to say. So
yes.
There you go. And I also saw Mirror Mirror.
Which one was that?
It's the one with Julia Roberts in it.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh.
No, it was really good. They poked a lot of fun at themselves, actually.
Really?
They really did. They kept, you know, like almost winking to the audience.
Ah.
So it was cute. It was funny. It was beautifully done. I mean, the costuming was absolutely gorgeous. So I'd check it out. Oh, Secret Life of Arrietty, I'd give it 4 glasses of wine. Mirror, Mirror, I'd probably give it about the same. I enjoyed them, but they weren't like, ooh, I got to see that again.
Mm.
But Mirror, Mirror was quite funny and cute, so I like that. And then I watched Conan the Barbarian. Can you tell I had a pain week? I watched a lot of movies.
Wow, yeah.
Conan the Barbarian. Nah, I said, yeah, that's what I say to it.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
It had the girl in it who is starring in a Canadian show called Continuum, which is actually set in Vancouver. She's from the...
That's going to be on Sci-Fi, isn't it?
Oh, cool. It's set in Vancouver. It actually, they call it Vancouver, so it's kind of cool. And it's filmed here.
I think it's going to be on Sci-Fi.
And she's a beautiful girl. So, that helps. And I'd probably give that one, I don't know, 6 or 7 glasses of wine. Yeah, that was that was not good. And it's not the first time I've seen it either, which was funny. As I was watching it, it was so forgettable. I was like, I think I might have seen this before. Anyway, I take painkillers. What do you want from me? I also watched John Carter, which got a lot of bad press, but I really liked it.
Really?
I don't understand why it got so much bad press. I thought that, you know, it was, there's lots of action, and it was an interesting story that I'd never heard before. And I thought that it was quite funny. Hmm. Yeah, I enjoyed it. So I give John Carter 4 glasses of wine.
Oh, 3 now. Wow.
That's it. That's all the movies I saw. Yes. That I would bother talking about at this point.
Continuum is coming to Sci-Fi. I thought I remember
it. Is. Okay,
it.
Good. Yeah, yeah. She's the girl that played the, you know, the love interest on Conan the Barbarian, and she's really pretty girl, and it's a very interesting story. So, you know, the first season, we've seen the first season, and it was, you know, I'll definitely check out the second. Hope they don't ruin it in the second season, because it was good. She gets thrown back in time, like she's a cop, and she gets thrown back in time with a group of criminals.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. And then fun ensues all around Vancouver, which is very cool.
Fun ensues. Oh, do you know what's weird? With speaking of Vancouver shot shows, Arrow shot in Vancouver, but the sky view they show when they show the overview of the city is Philadelphia.
I'm like, well, you know, with them rebuilding BC Place here and it being so fucking prominent on the skyline and them lighting it up and everything, you can't. It takes a lot to hide that now.
Yeah, it's weird that they don't just show Vancouver, but yeah, that always throws me off. But yeah.
Well, where's it supposed to be set, Arrow? I forget.
Oh, some fake city, Starling City or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we have a great looking skyline here, but.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't just use it since it's shot there. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, yeah. You should check out the new BC Place Stadium, though, online, because it is it called BC Place anymore? I think it is. It used to be the Marshmallow Dome.
The Marshmallow.
Like, it had a roof on it that they held up with air, and then it got a rip in it during a really bad storm here a few years ago. So they had to decide how to replace it, so they did a suspension roof, and it looks really, really cool. Very sci-fi. So, cool. Check it out. And they light it up at night. It's so neat. It looks really good. But it does, it's very prominent in our skyline now. So,
well, that makes, yeah, it's very distinctive.
Yeah.
All right. Who saw Skyfall?
I saw Skyfall. Sweet. Am I the only one who saw it?
Yeah. I'm not a Bond fan. So, I
oh, really?
Yeah. I haven't really watched many of them.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, so I really like Daniel Craig as Bond. I loved Casino Royale. And if you listen to Media Junkie, you know that did not so much like Quantum of Solace, which Chris called Quantum of Backburns, which was also the episode title that was on. Because, I mean, in that one, they really got rid of a lot of the things that make a Bond movie a Bond movie. Like, he didn't drink a martini. He didn't, you know, say, you know, Bond, James Bond. You know, there was no.
Oh, that's really
there
odd.
Was no Q, you know, in the last movie. So, you know, and then no gadgets. So it was like it was a okay movie, but it wasn't a Bond movie, you know.
Yeah.
So Skyfall was actually, I really enjoyed it. You know, they brought back a lot of the good things. You know, that, you know, Q is a new Q. There's Martini. It's just those little things. I mean, it sounds silly, but like just those little things that just make it a Bond movie. You know, and the Aston Martin, you know, like it's just, it was a lot of fun. Javier Bardem was the bad guy. Awesome, awesome bad guy.
He is so good, like as an actor. Yeah. He's just, the way he transforms himself, he's phenomenal.
Yeah, he's fantastic. The only negative thing I would say about the movie is that I wish there was more Javier Bardem in it because he was so damn good. Well, I wanted more, you know, more of him in there. But yeah, I know. I thought it was a lot of fun, and yeah, I really enjoyed it. So good Bond flick.
Cool. We have some feedback on Skyfall. So.
Oh yeah.
From Eno.
The last Bond movie that I watched was with it. He was tied to that chair and he got hit in the nuts, and I walked out of the room, and I've never walked back again.
Was that a Roger Moore one?
No, it was I think it was Casino Royale.
Oh.
Really?
Wasn't it? Well, I know it was Daniel What's-His-Doodle.
Oh, okay. Definitely. So it probably was.
Daniel What's-His-Doodle.
Daniel What's-His-Doodle.
I'm really a huge Bond fan, as I'm sure you can tell.
Yeah, I just never got into them. But I might like these more because Daniel Craig's more of a based-in-reality Bond.
Yeah.
Am I gathering that correctly?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Like, it's not as
you know, cheesy as,
have
like,
them going to space stations and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, oh, God. Roger Moore, yeah. Roger. yeah, so we do have some Skyfall feedback from Ina in Norway.
Oh, nice.
Thanks, Ina. Right on.
So she asked how we're doing, and we're all partially here in the morning.
Yep. Hello.
I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving. Those of you who celebrated this week. In Norway, it was just an average, rainy, depressing week.
Aww. But you were in Norway, so it was better.
Yeah, that's true. God, her pictures of Norway are amazing. I'm like, oh my God, it's so, everything's so colorful. Like all the houses and buildings and stuff. I guess they're colorful because it's so gray and bleak so much. But maybe that's why.
Maybe.
But we went to see Skyfall last week, so here comes some feedback for that movie. But I'll try not to spoil too much. It was really good. I thought one of the better James Bond movies I've seen, and much better than the last Daniel Craig movie.
Yes.
I would still hold Casino Royale over it, though it was a long movie, 2.5 hours, but it didn't feel like it. And the villain played by Javier Bardem was awesome. I really liked the new characters who were introduced and the callbacks to some of the old classic James Bond movies. The film looked so great, especially some of the fight scenes in Shanghai with lots of amazing colors. Took my breath.
Shanghai, that's a spoiler. Hey, spoilers.
Oh, my. It's in the commercial. I watched that commercial 7 times while watching Blood and Chrome. Took my breath away, yeah. And I loved the look of Scotland towards the end. The landscape reminded me a lot of parts of Norway. Daniel Craig is my second favorite Bond after Sean Connery, and in some aspects, he's even better. I'll give it one glass of wine. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's all you'll have time for between all the terrific action and beautiful shots. Next up on our list of movies to see is The Hobbit. It comes out on my birthday. Best present ever. And she wants to know if we're excited to see that one. Love from Mina. And yeah, I am actually getting more excited about The Hobbit. As we get a little closer to it.
Yeah.
Not like I was excited for Lord of the Rings when they came out. When the three of them came out. But... It's probably the only movie I would definitely want to see in the theater before video of the holiday season.
Well,
there's a lot of there's controversy going on about the animals on that show, eh?
They say a lot of animals died.
Yeah, I don't know. It was like then something came out a couple days later. I didn't read the whole thing though.
The timing is very suspect.
Yeah. But I didn't read it, but yeah, that's never good. You always want to be careful with that. But it's New Zealand; it's a different world. No, I would love to go.
No, but they're saying that it never happened. Like the actors that were on the show that were there said that this never even happened. The animals were well cared for, and that they never saw deplorable conditions. And
yeah, well, apparently they died like of natural causes after. I don't know.
Being incredibly stressed by a flight to New Zealand. Well, aren't I on my little high horse today? Look at me. Animal rights, GMO.
I think
shut up, Michaela.
I doubt they flew them to New Zealand.
No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, yeah, I'm excited to see The Hobbit. I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
I think the only reason I want to see that in the theater is just because of the scope of it and watching it on the big screen. Whereas, like, other things, like, I want to see Lincoln, but I don't think it matters if I see that on the big screen or not.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, things
but
like
the
that.
The Hobbit's one of those things, yeah. Like you say. It's going to be beautiful, and they're going to have spent a lot of time on the imagery, so why not see it the best way you can?
Yeah, I think that's the only reason I'm excited to see it. I mean, normally I would have probably bought my tickets already, but I haven't done that yet, so I would say I'm not as excited as in the past.
Yeah, I couldn't buy tickets. I can't plan my life that far in advance, to be honest. Like, well, I just, you know... I might be busy.
Yeah, I can't. Well, I want to go see it on IMAX, so that way, locked in to a date and it's done, you know?
Yeah, that's true. IMAX would be good. I've seen 3D at the new theater, or no, it's not new, but I've seen 3D in our theater here, which is excellent, but I have never seen an IMAX, so it's 10 minutes from my house. I should go.
Oh, there.
Last time I saw something in IMAX was at Expo 86.
Oh, jeez. Is it a real IMAX, or...
It was they called it IMAX back then, but it seemed to me that it was like a whole bunch of TVs. Like, it was a whole bunch of little screens, wasn't it, back way back?
Oh,
when
it first came out, way back then.
Yeah.
It
was like a whole bunch of small screens all together with one big picture. That's how my mind remembers it from 1986.
Oh, wow.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, no, it's not like that anymore, I can assure you.
Just all these big screens.
Well, there's some of them that aren't quite the same size as others. Yeah,
right.
There's like the real IMAX, and then there's the dome ones also, which are a little too much for me. But and then there's the LIMAX, which are like regular movie theaters transformed into an IMAX.
A little bit bigger, yeah.
Yeah, they're not really. We should go to one that's like 45 minutes away. So then we saw in the paper, like, oh, they got one like 10 minutes away. And we go, I'm like, this is not IMAX. This is a movie theater. Because the whole way there, I'm like, I don't even remember what it was. It was a couple years ago. But I'm like, I don't remember them doing any construction to this theater. Like, where did they stick the IMAX? And then we went in, and I'm like, well, this is not IMAX. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why it's they didn't do any construction. Yeah, so that's only, I'm kind of excited to go see it, but when that happens, I don't know if it'll be first weekend or anything like that.
Yeah, like it's hard. I don't know if I can go on Christmas to see a movie.
Well, it comes out when? The 14th or something?
Oh, right. That's right. I'm thinking of something else, but yeah. Well, yeah. I'll probably see it.
I'll probably see it before Christmas. It's just there's so much to do, too.
Actually, you know who's coming to New York on the 14th? Is
Daniel T. That's right. He'll be the 13th and 14th.
Yeah.
Awesome. What's he doing there?
It's visiting with Angie.
Oh. So. What's she doing there? Oh, visiting with Angie? Like, I thought like she was in New York.
They're coming
together. To visit her.
Angie moved up with Rob, and then Danny's going to visit her. And Rob's like,
nice.
You might come out, right, Mike?
Yes, I'll probably be up there.
Cool. Maybe we should, maybe I'll see it together. Maybe.
Yes, I'm down with that.
Cool.
I am down with that.
Tweet up.
Yeah, I was actually going to come up for Thanksgiving for the parade, but they had those. I was going to go up for the Macy's parade, but then I talked to Connor the day before. I'm like, hey, look, do you want to go? Because I'm like, I'm not going to take this whole trek up there, and then he's going to want to leave 5 minutes into it because he doesn't really want to watch it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, do you want to go see the parade? He's like, nah. I'm like, okay, well, that makes my decision. I was kind of excited to go and take him, and he probably would have had fun, but I'm like, I'm not risking all this travel for no reason.
Yeah.
And especially
away from...
Well, it's only like an hour and a half train ride, but there was an issue at Penn Station on Wednesday, I think.
Oh, that's
right.
It was
shut down again.
Luckily, I dodged that bullet.
Yeah, there was a switching issue or something, but I'm like, because this played into my decision, too, because when I got home from work, I'm like, well, we can go up now. We'll just stay over and see it, you know. But then when I heard that, I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to. This is just – that was like the final straw after he was like, nah. I'm like, okay, this is not
going to
work.
Are the Power Rangers going to be there? Then?
Yeah,
no!
Yeah. Are the Power Rangers in the parade? Which I think they were actually. But so that kind of made my – I think next year I'll probably take them, but – or we'll probably take them up. But, I'll definitely be up on the 13th, 14th, whichever day.
Cool.
I've plenty of fare on my transit card.
I'm jealous. I'll be there in spirit.
There you go.
Everyone come to New York. Just everybody come.
Yeah.
When did I do the tree lighting?
It's a good question. Hold on.
It's not Black Friday. It was after that, right? It's in December sometime, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to look right now. This year's tree. No, it arrived November 14th.
Okay.
So, but when's the lighting? We decorate.
See, they cut that one down special, but I bet they don't leave it in their backyard for a while so that it could live longer. I betcha.
They leave it. They leave it leaned up against the side of the building out back.
You know what, though? Now come to think of it, the tree we put in the backyard there for a month, it started growing again. Like, it got green tips on the end of it because I guess it was in water.
Yeah, as long as you leave it in water. Stand. It'll last a while in water.
Started growing.
Like, you know, it's pretty hard to catch a damn tree on fire unless you really do something stupid. All right, you know.
It's been known to happen.
Yeah.
We were at my mom's one time, and I guess they didn't do a fresh cut.
Oh.
You know, you have to do a fresh cut or else the wax reseals it. So at Christmas one year, we all sat under the tree and pretended it wasn't dead.
But it didn't catch on fire, right?
We could only put the lights on for Christmas tree opening present time, and then we had to turn it off.
Well, now with LED lights, you don't have to worry.
Yeah.
That's true.
They don't care.
I love LED lights. I have them all around my house because I have very light-sensitive eyes in the morning. I don't want to get on and flip on lights. So I just went to IKEA and got these little, you know, pop lights. Mm. And they're all around the house. So I just, in the morning, you can tell which room I'm in by which one has the pop lights lit.
Oh, there you go.
Just in case you're stalking me and needed to figure out how to kill me easily, because that, you know, that's how you can tell what room I'm in.
That's how you can tell. Man.
As an aside. Sorry. Wow.
Well,
I'm on today.
Do we want to? What?
Yeah. Go. Did we find out about the Christmas tree lighting when it happens? Or you're looking right?
Oh, I can look it.
Yes, it's November 28th. It's this Wednesday, actually.
Oh, wow. They probably do a whole show, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's a whole big thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm actually, so on that day, I'm actually going to, they have the Zelda Symphony.
Oh, cool.
Playing. It's like a whole symphony orchestra, and they play music from the Legend of Zelda series.
Well, that would be neat.
So that's, yeah. So they're actually touring all over, the country. Hmm. So, yeah, I got tickets a while ago, and I'm a big Zelda fan, so I was like, that'll be cool.
That sounds pretty cool. I wouldn't mind checking something like that. It's different, you know? Yeah. It's something different.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so that's on Wednesday.
Well, it's an interesting way to get people who wouldn't necessarily hear, who wouldn't necessarily go to an event like that.
Right,
kind of like the Star Wars.
Yeah, like the Star Wars orchestra.
Sure, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Same basic thing.
Cool. Yeah. Have fun.
I will. I will report back next episode.
Okay. So now that you're closer, are you going to be able, if cool stuff's happening in town, you just hang out after work?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the best things.
That makes
things
it a lot easier, huh?
Yeah, I don't have to, I can stay out, this weekend I stayed out in the city till 3 in the morning, and then it was just, you know, so easy to get back. I don't have to worry about train times or am I going to miss my train? Am I going to get this? It was fantastic.
Does the subway run all the time, 24/7?
I mean, yeah, it does. It's obviously less, mm-hmm. you know, in the early hours, but I mean, it definitely runs. I probably waited maybe 10 minutes for a subway, 10, 15 minutes. Wow. Just
see,
not
here
that bad.
They close the trains down at like the pubs close at 3 and the trains close at 1 or something stupid like that. I think that's a scam for the cab drivers and the hotels down
there. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Pretty sure. I don't know why they don't have it running 24 hours a day.
Yeah, that's what's great about New York. You can, you know, it really is a city that never sleeps. You know, you can there's always people around and you can always get where you want to go.
So have you seen those images online of the skyline of New York from the water with no lights on? How do you feel about those, Rob?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's weird. I mean, it was like the same thing when the big blackout happened.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All those years ago. Like, it's really, like, spooky. It's a spooky thing to see because the lights are always on.
Well, and you think of all of those people. Like, there's all those people in there, and it's...
Yeah.
And there's, you know, such an element of danger. But it must be, especially when it's your own city, it must be really creepy and freaky and beautiful all at the same time. So.
Right, yeah. It's weird. It reminded me of Revolution, actually.
Don't forget your pendant.
Yeah.
Wait, then you're okay. Then you can turn all the power back on.
Yeah, you can tweet from your iPad, but nobody's getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't believe the power's out in New York. No retweets for you. All right. What's next?
It's a good question.
We have no movie news.
No, it's kind of in between season for all the holiday stuff.
All the big stuff we
kind of came out.
Yeah. Although, did you guys hear about that apparently that they picked writers for the new Star Wars movies?
Oh, yeah, I did see
all
that.
All three of them.
Oh, for all three?
Yeah, which is odd. But so episode 7, let me just try to quickly look this up. episode 7 is going to be written by the guy who wrote, it's Michael Arndt, who wrote Little Miss Sunshine and Toy Story 3.
Okay, I can see
which
that.
Which is, you know, I mean, those were both good movies. Yeah. They're not science fiction, so I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, but I feel like with things like Star Wars where there's a, you can't mess it up too, well, you can.
Well, you already have the.
No, I think they already have.
Yeah, well.
But I mean, like, it's a, you know, pre-existing thing.
Yeah. He doesn't have to create a universe. He already has that. He needs to create this. I think it's good to go with somebody like that because that gets back to more of the original Star Wars trilogy where it was about the characters and not all the stuff around it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what happened in the second three. It was just kind of all about the stuff around it and not about the characters.
Right. Episode 8 is apparently, hold on, let me find these names.
Do you think though, Mike, even though with like the whole becoming Darth Vader thing?
It was kind maybe of, I don't know, it was just bad.
Oh, maybe no, I know it was really bad, but it still at least had that underlying story and telling
was,
us.
Yeah, I mean, there was, but it was just so, everything surrounding it just was so
cheesy. And,
yeah. Like, none of the relationships felt real at all.
No, it did. I didn't feel the love between him and Princess, what's her, Amidala.
Yeah, I
didn't
mean, there was just
feel
no,
anything particularly strong there. I felt like there was bad acting all around.
Yeah, there was just no connection with anyone, between anyone or anything, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So actually, this is an interesting choice. Lawrence Kasdan, who he actually wrote Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi.
Wow.
Oh, well, thank goodness he's on board.
So apparently he's writing, he's going to write episode 8.
Good.
So that's actually awesome. And then episode 9 was an odd one. It is Simon Kinberg. He wrote Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Okay.
And Sherlock Holmes and X-Men The Last Stand, which that one, well.
So these guys aren't a writing team. These are individual writers.
Apparently. I mean, it seems like if they're hiring the writers now, it seems like they're going to develop them all simultaneously.
That seems like a good idea.
So weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then, you know, it wouldn't have all the same voice.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm worried about. I mean, I think obviously they're not going to completely write it, but maybe they're going to
be in charge of it.
They'll get together and kind of make sure they have like certain
cohesive.
Yeah. I mean, obviously
maybe they're all in charge of a script, but they're all going to be writing in the same writer's room, sharing ideas, storyboards, that
I
kind of
so.
Thing.
I hope so. That would be good. That would be good.
Yeah. Because can you imagine if there's like three separate projects going on at once? How do you even develop your story till you know what the guy before you's told?
Right. So hopefully, it'll, you know, obviously you have to see how the first one goes and you're going to have to change things. But it looks like they're like going full steam ahead on this thing. And like, can't believe how quickly they're getting this together. So I really believe that they're going to get this thing out in 2015, like no problem.
Well, they want it to pay off as soon as they can, too, right? And they paid a lot of money for that property.
Well, right.
Yeah, if they get those, I mean, you're talking new toys, new everything once you get those movies out.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly, I do have high hopes for it because I think, you know, Disney's very careful with the properties that they own. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's just people that are generally fans of it and they want to make the best movie they can. So I think the fact that George Lucas is going to have much smaller involvement is a good thing.
Well, I think getting all three writers involved at one time is good just because it'll help. I mean, it's just, if you know you're going to do a 3-episode story, basically, have everybody involved from the beginning. That way, if something happens or somebody drops out, at least everybody has an idea of what's going on and it stays like a full story and not, you know, just some broken up mess.
Right.
Not just 3 individual movies. It's just a whole story instead of 3 individual movies.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it should be. Hopefully. Please.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's a good first step. And I mean, you know, and including somebody who was involved in the original trilogy and people who are a little better at doing different things, you know, each person seems to have their own thing that they're good at.
Right.
You know,
maybe they pick people based on, you know, what they know is going to be like a main theme in each of the movies, you know?
Yeah. So yeah.
That could be.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, let's see what they do.
Maybe the second one kind of calls back more to the end of the first trilogy. I mean, you know, however that works out.
Yeah. So
the first one's developing characters. So you have somebody who, you know, comes from more of a small independent movie background. And
Right.
Where it's more character based.
And then let's go full force with the, you know,
action in the second one. Yeah.
The guy who wrote the best Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. And knows just knows those, you know, Empire and Jedi, just knows them completely.
Right.
So that sounds, I like that. That's another positive for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not bad news, actually. I feel a little bit happier about. I was kind of dreading it because I feel like we've been kind of beaten over the head with the changes. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm so annoyed by them.
It's going to be 2 years still before they come out. So, I mean, the hype's going to die down some. They're going to get some time to, you know, start working on them. And it'll start building up again.
Then they'll hit us with a trailer and then we'll be like, well, shit.
Probably early... I'll bet by next holiday season you won't get a trailer, but you'll get a teaser. Yeah. Like something, you know, just a little shot of something.
What year will they start coming to Comic-Con?
I don't know. Ooh, that's a good question.
Probably.
God, that'll be crazy.
Not this year. Maybe next year they probably would, right? Because it'd be.
Yeah.
And like late.
Probably
late 14.
Yeah.
23rd. Yeah. Late 2014. Yeah.
Well, I heard from a credible source that. there's gonna be a
panel.
They're canceling the Burn Notice panel for Star Wars Episode 7 panel.
Oh my god,
that's gonna be, I'll call it right now, that's gonna be the biggest clusterfuck.
Oh my god, yes.
I'll be sleeping all night.
I don't even know. I don't even know if they could do a panel there.
Oh my god, it's going to kill Comic-Con the same way Twilight did.
Yeah, worse.
Like, you're like, oh great, we're getting rid of all the Twihards this year. Now they're just old dudes in stormtrooper outfits.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's gonna be massive when that happens.
Yeah. Wow.
Maybe they could just hold it outside on a giant screen.
They really should, honestly. Yeah, they really should.
That way you don't have to jam everybody in there, or like, you know, have it in 2 rooms. On the big screen, you know?
Yeah.
Something
or just
like that.
Hold a convention like the day our convention ends or the day before it starts. You know, like, here's your own thing.
Oh, a whole day? Yeah, that'd be cool.
I'm guessing the Star Wars, you're going to see more of a Star Wars convention presence in Disney coming up anyway.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
You know, kind of in line with Star Wars weekends or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll start seeing more of that, you know. tied in together. Because that's a big, you know, that you're talking about drawing people in for multiple things, you know. Merchandise, the parks, all that stuff, you know.
Right, right.
So that'd be, I'm not looking forward to that panel, though. I'm looking forward to avoiding that panel. Yeah, I'm looking forward to avoiding that panel at all costs. I just can't wait. You're talking like a 2-day line.
I mean, look, I would love to be there, but like,
it's not worth.
I'll see the trailer. I'll wait a couple
days.
Panel
on YouTube.
Right? Yeah,
you can watch it on YouTube 5 minutes later.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Live streaming.
Yeah.
If you could get any Wi-Fi, that is.
Yeah, or 4G or anything else. Oh my God. Well, speaking of Comic-Con, I assume we're all still watching Walking Dead.
Of course.
And we haven't talked since Laurie's dead, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we talked when Laurie died.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Wow.
But we haven't talked about the zombie that ate her.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, I forgot. That's right. The episode after was the zombie that ate her. That was a little weird.
That was so gross. At first, I thought it was her because, like, this big bloated belly.
That's what I thought too. Yeah.
Oh.
But then I saw the hair and I was like, oh, that's not her.
Yeah.
And I realized kind of what had happened. But yeah, that was strange.
And, like, Rick's going a little crazy.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. So. He's talking on the phone now.
Yep. Got some friends.
Over in Woodbury, we got some. It's getting a little crazy.
Oh, yeah. Shit's going down over there.
Andrew is a dope.
Michonne's kicking some ass.
Michonne is just like slicing some bitches.
Yep.
Merle lied to the governor.
Yeah.
Not good.
What did he lie to the governor about?
That how everybody got killed and that he killed Michonne.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
When they went on after.
Yeah. And then Michonne makes her way and finds the prison.
Yeah, just standing there with baby formula and zombies.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was kind of clever how, so Michonne, like, because in the comics, Michonne...
is already part of the group.
She goes to the prison earlier, but, like, Andrew's already there. Andrew never gets separated from them.
Yeah.
So it's kind of clever how... Like them two got together. I was like, well, how are they going to get back to find the prison together? Like, what's going to go on? But yeah, I thought it was clever. She, you know, went on her own and stumbled upon it. So
yeah, I like how they did that and how they worked. how they're going to intertwine the stories by having Glenn and Maggie get picked up by Merle.
Right, right, and that, yeah, yeah. So now, obviously, now they're going to know about Woodbury and they're going to want to go and get Glenn and Maggie back.
And then, Andrea's going to find out somehow.
Absolutely. Oh, man. I cannot wait. This shit is going to hit the fan.
I'm guessing the scientist guy is going to tell Andrea.
Yeah.
He's going to find out somehow. And let it spoil. Even though we haven't seen him for two episodes, I think he's going to...
I think he's going to be the one. Because to me, he seems really sinister.
Who? No, I think he's like... I think he's going to be the one that breaks and tells her that Glenn and Maggie are there.
Okay.
Because I don't think he's down for all the super violence.
Yeah. And what about zombie fighting? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, that wasn't even that bad, though, you know?
Yeah.
They don't do a really good job of writing the women characters on the show. Mm. That's their one weakness still, you know? Because other than Maggie's different than in the comic, obviously, but at least she's a good, solid, likable character.
Yeah.
Andrea is just not likable at all.
Yeah, I mean...
She just does really stupid stuff a lot.
Yeah, it's because, you know, like, Michonne is like, you know she's right, and Andrea is like, you know, no, I want to stay here, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm Ben so Linus happy. With his chicken on the island. She just wants...
Well, I started
she
rereading
just wants the comforts
it.
Of home.
I started rereading the prison part, and God, it's so different.
Yeah,
like the first.
Do they have more inmates?
Oh god, there's just so many more people. You could never have that many people on a TV show. But
yeah, it was a lot of people. Yeah,
like Glenn and spoiler. Anybody's going to read the comic hasn't yet. Glenn and Maggie or Mikhail, you're going to read the
No. Okay.
Yeah, like when they get to the prison, Glenn and Maggie aren't with them. Glenn stayed behind at the farm with Herschel and his 427 kids that you don't even know all their names. There's so many of them. It's like. Then Rick goes and gets them, brings them back. There's so many things that are so different.
Yeah, yeah.
Tyrese, I mean, there's twins with them, twin girls.
Yeah, right,
they
right.
They get killed as soon as they, like, arrive. I forgot how quickly all that stuff happens when they get there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally, yeah.
Like, they get there, they find the prisoners, and somebody takes the two little girls and cuts their heads off, you know, like, in, like, 3 seconds. And they're like, boom. I'm like, wow.
I can't imagine why they kept that out.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have those characters in it anyway. I thought we were going to find Carol was captured by some prisoner who was still in there, but no, that wasn't the case. But I like how it happened.
Yeah.
I like that she was just too weak to get out of there.
Yeah.
And then Daryl saved the day.
Nice. Yeah. So I mean, this season is like just phenomenal.
Yeah, it's so strong. Even these episodes that are kind of ramping up to stuff are still good.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, and yeah. I just can't imagine what's going to come in the next few episodes.
There's only, what, like two before the break, right?
Is it two more?
Tonight and next week?
Tonight and next week, and that's it, right?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, man. Next week's?
Oh, like, it's going to be
incredible. It's going to be like, oh. Yeah, the mid-season finale. Oh, my God.
I'm guessing next week we're going to see them trying to break Glenn and Maggie out.
Yeah. I think something big's going to happen. Maybe the big thing that we keep talking about.
That might happen to somebody. Alluding to. Yeah, somebody else who may be there.
Yeah, yeah. Which I thought it was Steph Smith on Twitter. she was like, is that the bad thing you're talking about? I was like, no, not even close.
Oh, yeah, when he was brushing his daughter's hair?
Oh, yeah. Like, nope.
Yeah, nope, that's not it.
Not nearly it, no.
He's got some issues, that guy, eh?
Yeah.
Not right in the head, the governor.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was surprised they kept the, because they had the daughter in the comic.
Yeah.
So I was like, are they going to do that again?
Of course. So that was he didn't make out with her in the TV show, at least.
Well, yeah.
Oh, God. Why would Andrea make out with, I don't understand that. Andrea, you have the worst taste in men. I just have to tell you.
She's desperate.
Well, he made out with his zombie daughter in the comic.
Yeah.
Tongue. I think was involved actually. It was really a disgusting page.
Weird. Yeah.
Yuck. Mr. Kirkman, I hope you have a psychiatrist.
It's definitely so strong this year. I'm excited for the final two episodes.
Yeah.
Me too.
Word.
All right.
What else we got?
Battlestar Galactica, Blood and Chrome. Yeah. Anybody?
I've seen all the ones that have been out so far.
Is that 4 episodes or 3 episodes?
6, I think.
6?
Yeah.
Oh, I must have missed a week. I only saw the first two? Yes,
I think they're releasing, what, 2 a week?
Yeah.
So I'm going to wait. 6.
Yeah, you know, it feels, I watched all 6 in a row, so it wasn't too bad. So you're kind of getting, like, I guess half the movie or whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I never watched BSG, so like,
you don't need to. I mean,
it's all new characters to me, and it feels fine. I mean, I have no issue following it or anything like that.
I think that if you haven't watched BSG, this would be best to watch first
because it's a prequel anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah, right. So actually, if you were to watch BSG afterwards, I think that you would actually enjoy it more because you'd be like, oh, this is this character, you know, much older.
Yeah, yeah, you're getting to see everybody. Like, obviously, I know some of the names just from.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I like that. From what I've seen so far, I really like it. I'd rather watch it all at once, but figured I'd at least try it.
I'm going to wait now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm going to wait and watch it on my new big TV.
Nice. Yeah, I put it on the Apple TV so we could watch it on the big TV too, but I just I thought it was really well made. You know, it looked good.
Yeah, it looked pretty good.
We'll see. Good story. Adama. Adama.
I was into it so far. And, you know.
You need to watch BSG, Mike.
Yeah, I definitely got to get on that at some point.
It's probably my second favorite TV series after Lost.
Yeah, I definitely need to. I mean, it's all on Netflix now, so there's really no reason not to.
Yeah.
My biggest problem with BSG is that we got it for Christmas, the whole series, two years ago, I think. Or last year, 2 years ago. And he gifted it, like, over the break, and it was way too much. But he still drums in my head. And I...
There she goes, off into deep space. Mm-hmm. You're fading away again, Mikhail.
Oh, you're fading away.
Nope. I'm blaming you.
She sounds okay to me.
Wow, maybe it's me then.
Oh, maybe. The tables have turned.
Because you both sound terrible to me.
You're not holding your arms in the right direction.
Let me fix my rabbit ears. Hold on.
Is anybody watching The Neighbors besides me and Steph Smith?
No. Nope. I have not seen it.
Okay, it's really cute. It's so funny. And I usually end up with a couple of them on my PVR, and I watch them together, and they're so cute. It's about this family that moves into a gated community, and their neighbors are all aliens that are hiding here because of some spaceship issue. And in order to fit in, because they're in a golf community, they all wear matching golf outfits every day.
Hmm.
Like, there's, like, say, 30 of them. Maybe. And they all wear, you know, all the women wear the same outfit and the same color, and all the guys wear the same outfit, the same color, and they match each other. So it's kind of cute. And they all named themselves after professional athletes. So the two alien kids are called Dick Butkus, and Larry Bird is the father, and Jackie Joyner Kersee is the mother. And they always call each other by their full name. But the things they come up with are really, really cute. Like, they didn't know what Halloween was, and the mother was trying to explain it to the alien mother, and she says, "Oh, well, you know, it's called Halloween." And then for some reason she went "ween," and so now all of the aliens think it's called Halloween Ween. This is cute. Check it out. You know, I think it's kind of funny, and Steph likes it too. So there you go. Watch it so it doesn't get canceled. Thank you.
Not a lot of stuff is getting canceled this year, though.
Yeah,
it seems
maybe
like
they
have
nothing to replace it
with.
Well,
yeah, I think it's. I think they're just letting things ride for the whole season. It seems to be in general that's what's going on.
Which I guess is kind of going away, because sometimes I feel like they cancel things prematurely.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes a little bit for people to, like, really get, you know, for things to build up a fan base and whatnot. So, like, give things a chance, you know.
Plus, it sometimes like it just takes it. Time for the show to figure out what it is, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, take Fringe, for example. Like, the first season of that was very different from what it became, you know. So if they cancel that so quickly, it wouldn't have had time to find its legs and become, you know,
it's good as it is.
A much better show. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't watched last week's yet. As I've been watching only movies, apparently. So there you go. Is that it?
That's it.
I think that's
it. Is that
it.
All we got?
Think that's
we
it.
Don't even have any Michaela's Got Questions because we don't have a guest.
That's true. We don't have anybody new this week.
It's all right. Next time.
Yeah. We have somebody next time.
Is it next time or the time after? We have a really fabulous.
I don't know. Is it next time? I have no idea. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Where are we in the month? I keep trying to rush
We're almost to December already. So.
Yeah. The show before Christmas, we will have a very special guest. I don't know if we have a guest for next week. I haven't figured that part out yet. Still more.
Well, wouldn't that? I don't know.
I'll figure it out.
I don't know what the dates are. I don't know. We'll figure
Me
it out.
Me either. I have to look at a calendar.
I'm like, what day is it? I don't know.
Well, that's what I say. I keep trying to rush Christmas, so I keep saying things like, Christmas is in like 2 weeks. No, it's not. No, it's not. Settle down.
It's still a month away.
Yes, it is.
A month today.
It's going to be a very quick month, but, you know.
This is true. Very quick. Time's going really fast.
Yeah.
I must be really enjoying my life because time's flying really fast. No, we have, let's see, that was the 25th. That'd be the 9th, which means we'd have a show on the 23rd-ish.
Mm.
So we have one more before that gets special guest. You want to come on? Hit me up.
I have an idea because I know somebody's doing something. But all right, anyway. I'll mention that later.
What?
All right.
Oh, did we have a Did we have something we were gonna do?
Oh God, I almost thank you.
Oh, whoops!
Because I completely forgot about it.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. I forgot. All right. So, wow, I completely forgot.
It's morning. It's okay.
We are. We have a little thing to give away. It is the 3-pack Blu-ray Dark Knight trilogy.
Ooh.
Holy crap.
That will be coming out whenever that was, it December 4th.
Yep.
So we'll be giving that away. And I believe what was the contest we came up with? I think the way we should do it is email submission. I think that's what we all agreed on. And maybe we should just say some combination of Dark Knight and Christmas Story / Christmas Carols.
Okay.
However you want to make that happen, whether it's audio, whether it's, well, not video, story, but
a story,
but I like audio.
Well, I think we should enforce a little bit of it just because I want to be entertained.
That's a good point.
Okay. I think we should force people to submit
an audio submission.
An audio submission of reading any kind of Christmas story, not the whole thing because some of them are long.
Yeah,
read like your favorite line or paragraph or whatever.
Yeah, or section of it or whatever.
But you have to talk in the Batman or the Bane voice.
Mm-hmm. Or both.
Or both if you want. Yeah. I think so. Christmas, something Christmassy.
Yeah,
in the Bane voice. Yeah, sure. In the Batman or Bane voice. And I think that would be fun.
Yep, so if you want the...
I mean, it's a good prize. You got to make them work for it. You can't just send an email. Come on.
That's a good point. Yeah. I'm making it far too easy.
Yeah.
Okay, so where should they send their submissions?
To us.
To us.
Yes.
At our email.
Which is...
Chatter@chatterboxpodcast.com. Oh, no, that's not right. Is that right? Yes, it is.
That's correct.
Okay. Chatter@chatterboxpodcast.com. Send them there. And then are we going to just draw names from everybody, or are we going to pick who's the most awesome?
I think maybe, do you want to vote on it, the three of us?
Yeah, I think we'll vote on it.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to go.
Yeah.
So we can also be bribed. We can be bribed as well.
Sure. Yes. I mean, what?
What?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we could be bribed. Now, see, I don't even own a Blu-ray player, so these are useless to me. So
nice.
I need to give them away.
Well, that's an awesome prize.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah, okay. So submit those things. When's the deadline? By the next show? You got 2 weeks.
Want to say, the 9th?
Yeah, by December 9th. So that we can pick a winner and get them to them by Christmas.
Yeah, that way, because if I get it out by the 10th or 11th, it should ship to wherever by Christmas time.
Let's say by the 9th, and we can put this up on the Facebook group too.
Sounds like a plan. I'm glad Mikhail remembered that.
Yeah, me too. Way to go.
We've got to put it in the show notes or it's not there.
And that's why we have Mikhail to keep this ship running straight.
Yep.
Someone's gotta. Jeez. All right. Well, that was fun. Thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah. I have a... Oh, my God. I thought of a great submission somebody should do, but I'm not going to give it away.
Oh. Are you going to enter for the contest, Mike?
No, but it would be funny if... but I don't want stealing. Nobody's going to think of it, but I'll mention it after we stop recording. Okay.
And now there's enough room between Halloween and in between Christmas. John Sterling, I'm going to get you your chocolate. Now you gave me your address, finally.
Finally.
Had to harass him for it. So there.
All right. So
expect that soon. All right. Yay.
Fun show.
Look at us giving away stuff, being awesome. Aren't we great?
Yep. That's why you should listen.
You guys should listen. Send us feedback and enter the contest. Chatter@chatterboxpodcast.com. Do something awesome. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be crazy long or anything. You know. Nah. But, you know, I would say probably not more than a minute.
Yeah, let's keep it. You know, around a minute.
You can make it pretty quick. Even if it's shorter than that, as long as it's good, who cares?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is Illyrio allowed to enter since he is the official Bane voice?
He is totally allowed to enter. As long as you're willing to pay Canadian shipping.
Yeah, I'll ship it anywhere. I don't care. whatever it is.
Anywhere. Wow, that's
I'll even ship it anywhere.
That's nice.
It is the holiday season.
What is the address to anywhere?
I don't know. Anywhere. I'll stick it on a sleigh and get it there. Blu-rays aren't region specific, right?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
They're not, or are they?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I have no idea.
Well, I think in Asia you have the PAL system, which is different, and that's really.
Well, these are for whatever we are on. That's what they are, and I don't know if there is or not because I don't use Blu-ray. But just so you know, so everybody's aware.
Huh.
Okay, you can find us there on the web at chatterboxpodcast.com.
Yeah.
You can find me on the Twitter at August95.
I'm Rob Venger.
I'm Remite.
Bye, everyone.
See ya.
See you later.